Meet or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, back in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. We welcome in Amherst head coach Mike Leone, fresh from a home-and-home sweep against the Cleveland Monsters. That's got to be more like it for your team there. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's always better coming in here after a couple wins and losses. For sure.
Yeah, it's almost like we forgot. Like, wait a second. Cleveland actually won the division last year.
That's right.
And it's like, it's such a tight division, but these points, I'm pointing out something obvious, Mike, they mean as much now as they're going to mean to you in April.
Yeah, just how tight the division is, hearing about it, but then playing in the games, playing Utica, watching them play, playing Toronto, and then obviously, Cleveland, a really talented group. The margin for error is really small, and those 4-point games are really big, and it was a really good week for our group.
Yeah, and Cleveland pushing you to the end there. Talk about getting the win in the shootout. I mean, this is our first shootout win of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, it was a crazy game just being in that environment. They had their banner raising night and home opener, so it was 15,000 people. So especially with our young group, I thought we did a really good job, especially in the first period, handling the, they were going to push just from the game before. But it was awesome just to see our group stick with it. Got a little away from us in the second period, but just even after they scored, we responded right away with a face-off goal. And then the third period, I thought, was our best period. And a couple of really nice shootout moves. And House did a great job in that, making some key saves at the end of the game. So it was awesome to get the win.
Yeah, Hellenius, the kid, getting the one there. Michael, I'm going to give you my opinion. If you want to comment on it, you can or you don't have to. But my opinion is I'm over the shootout. I just don't think – I think it was something coming out of the lockout years ago. And now it's like, really, we're going to use this as an extra point. It kind of skewers the standings. But as long as you have it, it is important to get that extra point. How much work do you guys do on a weekly basis when it comes to preparing for the shootout?
No, it's a really good point. I think about it a lot, too, just how valuable those points are in the shootout, obviously, for the fans. But honestly, we haven't practiced it much, to be honest with you. There's so many other parts of your game, especially early in the season, that you need to work on. I think it's more just trusting your skilled players to shoot. And even Yabo, he had a score that one to extend it. And with the crowd, and he did a great job. And then Hellenius, for an 18-year-old kid to, pull a move like that is pretty special. And it was just an unbelievable feeling to get the win.
What's your impression of Hellenius so far, seeing him play here in North American soil and knowing that he's so young, but there's a lot of expectation there?
Yeah, I think, when you take back when you just look at it from 30,000 feet as an 18-year-old kid to play in the American Hockey League and to play minutes. I think he played, close to 21 minutes. It's a lot to ask for a young player, but he's done a really nice job. Sometimes you just, as a coach, you have to, there's mistakes that happen, especially in a young player's game, whether it's being on the right side of the puck, face-off detail, but those things are all teachable. But his gifts are, his ability to make plays, his ability to understand the game and make players around him better is really unique, especially for a young player. And he's done a really good job. He had a chance in overtime on a breakaway to score. He probably could be pointing higher just if you look at his scoring chances for throughout the season. But those will come over time. I think it's, I had a conversation with him today about just playing the game the right way and not cheating for offense, maybe when sometimes you're not getting points. I think because he's such a reliable player, I think that's why Buffalo drafted him in the spot that they did, because his play away from the puck and how responsible he is, and just making sure that he doesn't lose that.
Yeah, how much of the development of a young player that you're in charge of, like Ohtalanius, is getting him to recognize that there's more than just the offensive part of the game? It's the two-way game that you need to play when you do make it up to that next level.
Yeah, I think it's invaluable. We talk about it a lot, to play winning hockey, and what does that look like? And I think it's a lot of it is your being above puck, supporting the puck, being really good in your own zone. I think just if a player were to get called up to Buffalo, what would Lindy ask of him? You want a responsible player that plays a 200-foot game in that a coach could trust, and I think it's instilling those things. I think they're natural. All of our young players, they're going to produce because they have natural gifts that you can't teach, and it's working on those things, but I think it's really important to build those traits that are, you know, whether it's winning 50-50 pucks, trackings, your reloads to get above your guy, I think are really important at this level, and then going into the next level, because just the margin for error is so small.
We're talking with Amherst head coach Mike Leone. The team plays not one but two games in Utica this week. We'll talk about that. You're back home against Hartford the following week, which, you know, that's a little ways off. We're letting folks know, and the next time they'll be able to go out to the Blue Cross Arena. Your leading scorer is Tyson Kozak. I love a story here that a guy's sticking with it. Is it just a matter of him being healthy, or how much of a factor is that, Coach?
I think that has a, you know, I wasn't around Tyson for the 2 years, but just seeing him in training camp, obviously he had a little injury there. He didn't get to participate, but he, you know, staying healthy is really important. I think he had a really big summer, and I think if you, there's a track record of scoring at the junior level. I mean, he scored in the WHL close to 35 goals, so he has it in him. And, you know, we made a decision as a staff to put him up the lineup. Especially he's not on the power play, and just to give him more minutes, and I think he's earned that. And he has a unique way of impacting the game differently than other players. He's really good on the forecheck. He's got a really good stick. He disrupts a lot of plays. He goes to the hard areas where sometimes you gotta almost force guys to get there. And if you look at the four goals he scored, it's probably, you know, a combination of 3 feet. Like, it's right around the net, all of his goals. And he's a winning hockey player. He does a lot for our team, not just the points, but penalty killing, late game situations. And he's still a really young kid. He's only 21 years old, and I think there's a lot there. I think he has a chance to play for a long time and play at the highest level. It's he's off to a great start.
He's Amherst head coach Mike Leone joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, Amherst's next home game a week from Friday at Blue Cross Arena against the Hartford Wolfpack. You touched on it a little bit, Mike, and how important his play was in the series against Cleveland. Talk a little bit about the goaltending and how and the game that he had here.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I think he's you know, he earned the opportunity to play two games this past weekend. I think he gives the guys a lot of confidence. He's a great teammate. He brings a lot of life to the room. He's a guy that I trust, and he's playing really good for us right now. I think if you look at his game, we're doing a really good job away from the puck. If you look at our underlining numbers, we're really defending well. I think we're giving up, you know, around 23 to 25 shots a game is a recipe for success in the long run. And he's making timely saves. I think it's about making saves when they're needed the most, and really good goalies have a unique way of doing that. And the Cleveland game, we gave a couple chances before overtime, and he did a great job making big-time saves and did a great job in the shootout.
Yeah, Danger, this is year five for him in Rochester. That's unusual that you have that. Not only that, 13 years as a pro and still doing it. We were talking before you got on, the analogy here I'm going to draw, like how Keon Coleman, bright young talent, and the Bills bring in Amari Cooper, who's still very talented, but you're helping show the way. Do you, and goalie's a little bit of a different position, but are you leaning on Hauser with the other kids? Because certainly he still has it on the ice, but he can show the kids other things here about how to be a pro.
Yeah, no, you know, he earned his 200th win in pro hockey, which is really hard to do. He's just a great person. He's an everyday guy. He does it right, the way he takes care of himself. But I just think I have a lot of conversations with him in meetings because I think he has a great feel of the team, and he's been around pro hockey a long time. He can probably tell you things other guys don't see just from his experience and how long he's played. And he's been a big part of our team so far this year.
We got Utica this weekend, two games on the road at the Comets, and it's not a team you're entirely unfamiliar with. You got a win earlier in the season from them. Tell us a little bit about your opponent and what we're expecting here this weekend.
Yeah, they're a really physical group. They make it really hard on you. They're big, they're heavy, they're in your face. You know, they just got a player down who I coached at the national program, Seamus Casey, first round pick, who, if you look at the last couple of games, he's completely changed their power play. He has 4 points in two games. Mm. They have another couple of defensemen that are coming off the IR. So it'll be a different team than the look that we played the first time. But they're a really hard team to play against, and we got to make sure that the things we've been focusing on get into the middle of the rink. They make it really hard on you. They're big, long, and physical, so it's really important with our group that we continue to get to those hard areas of the rink. And just last couple games, I thought we did a really good job scoring goals in the areas where you need to score.
Okay, so before we get to Friday night, Thursday night, kids bringing the doorbell on the Leone residence. Are you handing them the full candy bar?
Oh yeah, the full 4-pack Reese's peanut butter cup.
Wow, whoa. You go Reese's too, oh. Top shelf.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So
my wife is, she's Halloween's like her go-to. Our whole house is.
We're having this debate in our house, Gene. I don't know if I told you this. Yeah. I mean, Sandy's thinking about going full size this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Which would be a big step because my wife is cheap. Straight up. Like she.
Yeah, my wife, I don't have a choice at Halloween. It's like her.
Somebody somebody told her, like, when you do the math, that it might actually be cheaper and less wasteful to have the full-size candy bars at the ready instead of the value packs filled with the little ones, because there's always leftover candy. And I'm always the one that's like, get that candy out. Can you return Halloween candy if you don't use it? Just bring it back to the store. We're done with it.
Nah, we have a stock. Like, we have a cabinet full of our house, and the kids, my wife keeps everything. I think as soon as August ends, my wife is putting out Halloween
candy. All right, so I'm going to guess that based on what you said about the full size, that you got Reese's Cups as number one on your power rankings for Halloween candy. Do you have a top three?
Reese's. That's got to put me on the spot.
Are you a chocolate guy or a candy guy? A chocolate guy or a sugar guy?
Chocolate, for sure. I would go Reese's. Man. Almond Joy. I know a lot of people.
Ooh, that's like controversial.
For sure.
Controversial take.
No, a lot of people wouldn't like that. I like that. Maybe Skittles.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you mix in a little sugar in there.
Yeah, that's all good. Now, does your wife make you decorate the house? You don't have time to do that.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, good.
I don't do that. No.
Well, Coach, we wish you best of luck this weekend at Utica. We look forward to seeing the boys back on the ice a week from Friday with Hartford in town. We know how exciting that's going to be. We wish you a happy Halloween as well. And before we let you go, Mossbrook, step over here because, Gene, we can't not share the story of another instance of the patented Battaglia big time happened. And we've talked about this before.
No, you're putting Andrew on the spot. We got to get to break.
Andrew,
thanks for listening here to the fan.
Andrew, go ahead and jump on that. Yeah, just if it's okay, just share the story. Another one to add, another chapter in the book of Battaglia, big timing people.
Well, first off, it's great to be back with you guys.
It's awesome having you on with us, Andrew.
Ann Sikarski is in the studio. Well, Gene came in the summer looking like a million bucks, as he always does, and as he came through, said hi to everybody, name dropped, you know, who he knew, Andrew, Ryan, Julie, goes to Ann,
name dropped,
and says, I'm sorry, do I know you?
Do I know you? You got to do I know you from this guy.
A jaw drop in August. I couldn't believe it.
No, but then he calls me out right away to Ann. He's like, oh, you got Bobby big time. And then as soon as I said that, I'm like, it's in. Oh, I can't. It was hanging out there. I couldn't take it back.
Yeah.
Immediately got back to the office, write the email of apology because that's unprofessional.
Yep.
Well, okay, so you made good on that promise. And we've had instances. I don't know if you know this or not. There have been multiple instances of the Battaglia big time. We've had it with listeners. It's becoming a book. We really could write a book on how to big time somebody, authored by Gene Battaglia.
I can't believe that you gave me the time to talk about this now, because I'm looking at the clock, and I know you have an autograph signing at 5 to get to, so you guys are really maximizing these minutes.
Andrew, thanks for stopping by.
It's Don this week, right?
Don in Utica, and then I'll be taking the Cleveland game on Wednesday.
Okay. Very good. We'll look forward to the call, and you're doing a great job. As always, and then you're doing a great job on the social media as well.
Yes,
I'm going to try to not big time you the next time we cross paths like my degenerate co-host over here. We're going to talk some fantasy football next. Michael F. Florio from the NFL Network stops by the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.